South Australian Premier Mike Rann is due back from a trade trip to India on Monday, and he's a man under pressure to resign. But there are several key projects that Premier Rann wants to tick off before he steps aside, including the expansion of the huge Olympic Dam Mine project. There's continuing argument, though, about the environmental legacy of the Olympic Dam expansion, especially the management of the above-ground tailings. Estimated to be around 9 times the volume of Sydney Harbour, the tailings will leak millions of litres of water every day during the life of the mine. Our environment editor Greg Borschmann reports.
The expansion of BHP Billiton's copper, gold, silver and uranium mine in South Australia is potentially the biggest excavation on the planet. After 40 years, the open-cut pit will be 1 kilometre deep, 4 kilometres long, and more than 3 kilometres wide.
Well, the biggest hole in the Southern Hemisphere is one way of describing it. 25,000 jobs over the next few decades. $46 billion in gross state product for the South Australian economy over the first 30 years. Largest uranium mine in the world. One of the biggest copper mines in the world. And Australia's biggest gold mine. Yet, interestingly, gold will only provide 5% of its revenue, which gives you some idea of the size of the project.
That was Michael Angwin from the Australian Uranium Association. Whatever way you look at it, Olympic Dam is a big deal. So it's easy to see why South Australian Premier Mike Rann wants to delay his forced exit from politics to get the deal done.
The problem, of course, is that with the outgoing Premier having tied his retirement to completing this deal, there is serious concerns that it's going to be rushed and that the company now holds the whip hand. Government will simply accept whatever the company puts forward.
That was the leader of the South Australian Greens, Mark Parnell. It's a claim totally rejected by Kevin Foley, Minister assisting the Premier with the Olympic Dam expansion project. There's some speculation that the deal could be done as early as next month, with legislation passed by the end of the year.
I'm not speculating on timelines. That's a matter between the government and BHP privately, but nothing has changed. There is no adjustment to the agenda or the timetable given recent political events. I'm the minister responsible for negotiating this project with BHP, and I'm hard at work and quite relaxed in terms of the way negotiations are going.
Both the company and the government have promised world's best practice, a benchmark for others to follow. But the Greens and environment groups have long challenged the project. The most recent concern focuses on the management of the tailings. In amongst 20,000 pages of environmental impact assessment and in answers to questions by breakfast, BHP Billiton has estimated that every day 8.2 million litres of seepage will drain from the tailings facility. That's for the first 10 years of mining. After that, it'll be about 3.2 million litres a day, every day out to 2050.
These are BHP Billiton numbers that are the result of very detailed impact assessments. What the question fails to go on and ask is, what is the impact of this seepage? Because the answer is, there is none. You could double this amount of seepage and the end result is you will have a temporary rising of the groundwater level 50 metres below the ground surface, which can be extracted for use. These are no impacts to plants, animals or humans in the short or very long term.
That was from an email to breakfast from BHP Billiton's EIS experts. Dr. Gavin Mudd is an environmental engineer at Monash University. He estimates the tailings will be 9 times the volume of Sydney Harbour, billions of tonnes of waste.
You know, I'm not making up those numbers. The reported mineral resource for Olympic Dam is more than 9 billion tonnes of ore. So by the time you process that, you're still left with billions of tonnes of tailings. They're heavy metal rich. In this case, they'd also be radionuclide rich. You know, I don't accept BHP's proposition that it's acceptable to leave billions of tonnes of radioactive waste on the surface. I don't think that's sustainable in any sense of the imagination.
Michael Angwin from the Australian Uranium Association says that the tailings will leak into the limestone base beneath the facility.
I'm very confident that this mine will reach the best environmental standards there are. With regard to tailings, the tailings are in fact a potential future resource. So I think there's a considerable incentive to manage the tailings in a very good way with that in mind. Now, world's best practice for tailings management varies from location to location.
Ironically, after fighting uranium mining at Kakadu for decades, environment groups now point to the regulatory framework at the Ranger mine as world's best practice, at least for the tailings. with a requirement that they're physically isolated from the environment for a minimum of 10,000 years. Dr. Gavin Mudd from Monash University again.
When you look at Ranger, the Ranger uranium mine has a legal requirement to make sure that all of its radioactive mill tailings are eventually dug up from the above ground dams and actually placed back in pits once they're finished. In that sense, the logic of Ranger has always been very strong, that world's best practice for uranium tailings is to put it back in the pit.
For his part, Minister Kevin Foley rejects criticism from the Greens.
The Greens will have a whinge, the Greens will go off half-cocked. The Greens do not want Olympic Dam to go ahead. They do not want the enormous wealth that will be generated for not just South Australia, but Australia from this project. The many thousands of people that will be employed are not of interest to the Greens.
But South Australian Greens leader Mark Parnell says an even bigger economic opportunity is going begging. It involves local processing of the ore. 4 years ago, Premier Rann put out a press release headed, BHP Billiton's China option is not South Australia's option. Mark Parnell says the insistence on local processing has since been quietly dropped.
These minerals are not going anywhere. They're a non-renewable resource, and the community as the owner has the right to determine the conditions on which they're going to be extracted. We need to maximise our economic return and minimise the environmental harm. And so far, the company, through its documents, and the government, through its inaction, shows that we're not going to achieve either of those objectives.
That's Mark Parnell, Upper House MP for the South Australian Greens, ending that report from our environment editor, Greg Borschman. And last night, a spokesperson for Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke said it's likely the minister will make a decision in the near future on the Olympic Dam expansion. It's 8:13.